bless you, dear brethren. Many people are wondering, will this financial crisis ever end? Can we trust what the politicians are telling us? Are the banks telling us the truth? Brother Joseph, God bless you. Thank you for being here at the radio.
God bless you. Praise the Lord.
I want to ask you, what do the Bible prophecies say about this?
Well, it talks about this, and this crisis is provoked purposely by the big boss.
Who's the big boss?
It's provoked purposely by the big boss of the international banking system, and that's the devil.
Okay, How do you know it's on purposely provoked?
It's because it's been bankrupt for many, many years since they detached from the value of the gold. So the Bible prophesied that there is going to be in the end time a new financial system. It's prophesied in Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 to 18, if you want to read it.
Yes.
And it talks about that it's going to be a new system that nobody can buy, nobody can sell. A new financial system, which is called the Mark of the Beast 666.
So Revelation 13?
16 until 18.
He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666.
If you go to Revelation 14, 9 and 10.
Yes.
Talks about the consequence of receiving it.
Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb."
Understand, because receiving this mark, also, it's like it's connected to worshiping the devil.
Yes.
So it's really the worshiping the devil the problem here.
Okay, but how do you know that it's connected to the financial collapse?
Well, because there is no other alternative. It's like this, we are now living in the end time. In every church I preach, I ask all the time, and everybody always answer the same thing to the question, we live in the end time. Everybody says, yes, there's no doubt.
But does the Bible talk about the financial collapse?
Yes. In Daniel 11, verse 20 and 21,
okay,
it talks about that. Verse 21 is the rise of the Antichrist.
Okay.
So the scripture immediately before verse 20, you read them both.
Daniel 11, 20. There shall arise in his place one who imposes taxes on the glorious kingdom, but within a few days he shall be destroyed, but not in anger or in battle. 21. And in his place shall arise a vile person, to whom they will not give the honor of royalty, but he shall come in peaceably and size the kingdom by intrigue.
Fine. So therefore, in verse 20 it says, raise of taxes. So who's this? Who's raising tax in the kingdom? This is Daniel, the 6th century before Christ.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In the 500, exactly, it was 555 BC.
Okay.
He gets his prophecies, and the world kingdom is just one, Babylon,
yeah,
world empire. So he's talking about the world. In the world should be raised a lot of taxes. Who's raising taxes today? It's the banking system.
The
They're
banks,
lending money to,
yes,
the individual, to the companies, to businesses, to government and nations. And they are using the old tricks to lend more than they know that those guys can ever pay back. They enslave them financially for eternity, forever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So,
like the borrower is a slave to the lender.
Yeah, so it's a raise of tax. The word here is aner nagash, which means a tyrant raising taxes.
Okay.
And that's what the banking system is doing. And the following scripture, there shall be, it talks about a guy is going to rise. We know that's the Antichrist by the following scripture. Verse 31, it talks about him putting the abomination of desolation
in
the temple. And Jesus said in Matthew 24, 15, 16, and 21, that's the Antichrist, because it says, when you see the abomination spoken by Daniel the prophet, then shall be great tribulation, which ends in verse 29, okay, with the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
And okay, so no. That's the end time. That's the last few years of the end time. That's the rapture, and so we know that that's the Antichrist. That's the tribulation.
Yes,
because only the tribulation ends with the rapture. Got that?
Yes, but I want to ask you this. It says here that in his place shall arise one who imposes taxes, and he shall be destroyed not in anger or in battle.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is the banking system, what does it mean? Destroyed, not in anger,
not
in battle?
It means that it's not going to be a war. It's not talking about an emperor, king, and nations that is thrown down because of a war. It will fall not in anger, nor in battle in a few days. Just like in 1929 when Wall Street collapsed, the banking system collapsed, it was a crisis worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
There will not be a war or anger or anything. It will collapse by financial reason. And as soon as it collapses, okay, the next scripture, verse 21, there arises the Antichrist. Understand?
Oh, I see.
He will put the mark of the beast.
That's 666. The connection with the mark of the beast is, if I understood right, in Daniel 11:20 is the financial collapse, and right away the Antichrist comes. And we know the Antichrist brings the mark of the beast.
Exactly.
So this is the connection. Yeah. That as soon as the financial collapse happens, the new system of the microchip will come.
The devil will cause the financial crisis to collapse purposely so he can bring, quotes, the Savior.
I
which
understand.
Is actually going to be the Antichrist, and his salvation, quotes, is going to be the mark of the beast.
You know, so
microchip, which right now everybody's using, the cellular phones, the computers, and the phone card, credit card, the microchip is everywhere today. Of course, it's going to be in the number, the number in the mark of the beast, 666.
Do you think is there anything we can do to avoid this financial collapse?
No, that we cannot avoid because it's prophesied. What we can do, we can prepare. Okay, because it's going to come a time that we cannot buy, we cannot sell. Now, some churches and some doctrines say, don't worry, we're going to be raptured, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe that. Okay, Jesus said in Matthew 24:29, after the tribulation, there's a rapture. So be very careful believing lies, because the Antichrist comes with the mark of the beast, and you're not going to be prepared.
Yes.
They want to mark your your children, your babies, etc. You better be prepared and not needed, and needed not to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to be wrong being prepared than wrong not being prepared. But I think it's going to be like Jesus said, after the tribulation, the mark comes. So simply learn now to find a church where people are sharing the money, the food, and also a church where the pastor just pockets the money every Sunday morning. A church where, like in the Bible, Acts chapter 2, verse 44 and 45, the money is distributed among the brethren. So there's going to be a time
That's
when
good.
We need to distribute our houses,
share
our house with the brethren who don't have it. If you possess two houses, share with a brother who's paying the rent, share your food if you're truly saved. A lot of people are not going to do this because they're not truly Christian, they're not truly saved. You understand?
Yes. So help one another, in other words.
Definitely, definitely, absolutely. You know, overcome the selfishness of the devil, go to the love of Jesus, share money, share food with your brother in the church.
Amen.
And if your pastor says, no, the money all in my pocket, say, goodbye, pastor, I love you, ciao. Go to another church, if there is another church where they do this, especially witnessing, evangelizing the lost. Otherwise, they start a church in your house, meet every day, okay?
Amen.
And eat together, share the money, the food with brethren who are willing to do this. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, this is the only way the true church is going to survive in the end time, sharing, okay?
Hmm.
Either that's a house, share. He that has food, share it with he that doesn't have.
Amen.
And whatever you cannot do, the Holy Spirit will do miracle, multiply your food, etc. Understand?
Amen. God help
Amen.
Us to obey and prepare.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Joseph. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.